AP News. I'm Marcela Sanchez. The U.S. has imposed sanctions on 10 people and firms from Iran and Venezuela over allegedly contributing to Iran's drone trade and ballistics program. The Treasury Department said the measure is intended to support the reimposed United Nations sanctions on Iran over its nuclear program. Iran has long insisted its program is peaceful. In other news, more artists are canceling scheduled performances at Washington's Kennedy Center following its renaming. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
The board of Washington, D.C.'s Kennedy Center, handpicked by President Trump, voted less than 2 weeks ago to rename it the Donald J. Trump and the John F. Kennedy Memorial Center for the Performing Arts. And workers added Trump's name the very next day. Not long after came the cancellations, a Christmas Eve jazz concert, and now a jazz New Year's Eve featuring the supergroup The Cookers. They didn't mention the renaming, but emphasized their commitment to music that bridges divisions. Separately, sax player Billy Harper says he would never even consider performing in a venue bearing a name that he says represents overt racism and deliberate destruction of African American music and culture. Kennedy Center President Richard Grenell, appointed by Trump, tells AP the last-minute cancellations show those artists were always unwilling to perform for everyone. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Environmental journalist Tatiana Schlossberg, the granddaughter of the late President John F. Kennedy, has died. She was 35 years old. In an essay published last month in The New Yorker, she revealed that she had terminal cancer. She was the daughter of Kennedy's daughter, Caroline Kennedy, and Edwin Schlossberg. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. One of football's top star receivers is facing criminal charges, including strangulation.
Authorities say New England Patriots star wide receiver Stephon Diggs is facing strangulation and other criminal charges related to an incident earlier this month. News of the charges emerged after a court hearing on Tuesday in Dedham, Massachusetts. It was immediately unclear what led to the charges. Diggs' lawyer said in an emailed statement that Diggs, quote, categorically denies these allegations. The 32-year-old NFL veteran joined New England last March. He is the leading receiver for the AFC East champions. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
The Idaho-based company Mountain West Food Group is recalling nearly 3,000 pounds of raw ground beef that may have been contaminated with E. coli bacteria. The recall involves 16-ounce vacuum-sealed packages labeled Forward Farms Grass-Fed Ground Beef. Affected packages were produced December 16th. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.